Hi, I'm John K. Sampson from The Weaker Thans, and you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
That was Roberto Conrado and Piero Montanari, and that was something called Likewise, which appears on the first volume of Vampisol's dig into the historical library music catalog. That is Italy's Flipper music, and that is Flipper Psych Out, original Italian library music from the vaults of Flipper, which just came out a couple months ago. And the compilation features a lot of early 70s tracks from cult labels like Canopo, Deneb, Flirt, and Octopus, mostly reissued for the first time. And they were found by some of the guys at Vampisol in the midst of doing some crate digging in Rome, and there are plans afoot for some more releases. Not much is really known about Roberto Conrado or Piero Montanari, although Conrado apparently was part of something, the Italian house, something called the Coup Affair. And Montanari apparently has a little Tumblr blog that contains some information about some additional music production that he's done. So good evening. The name of the show is Exploding Head Movies. This is your cinematically inspired program broadcast here on UBC's Dusky Community Radio Station CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. You can find us on the web at www.citr.ca. My name's Gek. I'm here with you until 9. You can phone the station here at 604-822-2487. You can also email me, radiofreegek@gmail.com. So towards the end of the show, we're going to feature some modern classical music, but sort of like more of an ominous type. So if you're expecting the usual sort of Baroque-esque periods basses, you're not going to get that. But it's going to be most of the music's going to be appearing off of Scorsese's recent soundtrack to Shutter Island. And other than that, we're going to have a whole bunch of local music coming up. And other than that, I just came back from New York this morning. So I'm hoping in future shows to feature some of the records and cassettes I dug up when I used to live there. And in tribute to the New York, we'll have a couple songs that play up to one of my hometowns. And we're going to start off with The Kills, which features Allison Mossart, previously of the Florida punk rock band Discount, and then Jamie Hintz, formerly of Scarfo and Blith Power, back in Britain. And they met when he overheard each other's previous bands rehearsing in a hotel. Mossart at this point right now, her profile's raised substantially as she's been a part of the Dead Weather. But from the 2008 album Midnight Boom, here are the Kills with What New York Used to Be.
Used to be what TV used to be.
some local boys in the form of the Green Hour Band, and that was You May Descend off their latest Coming of Clockwise. You can find that through Scratch Records, not just the store itself, amongst any other stores here in Vancouver. It was released through Scratch Records itself, but it's also been released worldwide through Kingdom and out of the UK right now through Northern Star. And if you get a chance to see them live, they dress up like vintage 60s rock stars. At least last time I saw them, that was the case. You're listening to Exploding Head Movie here. Exploding Head Movies, plural, on CITR Vancouver. One of the shows that does broadcast here on Thursday afternoons at 2 o'clock is Ink Studs, and they have an important release coming up next week.
Be sure to check out the Ink Studs book launch Saturday, October 23rd at Blim Art and Craft Facility. Ink Studs is a collection of 30 interviews with North American alternative comic artists taken from the impressive archive that CITR's own Robin McConnell has built up over the past 5 years on his radio show of the same name. Ink Studs is an invaluable resource, not just for comic enthusiasts, but anyone interested in the artistic process. Don't miss the exciting launch of Robin McConnell's Ink Studs, Saturday, October 23rd at 8 p.m. at Blim Art and Craft Facility, 115 East Pender.
All right, so that is this coming weekend, Ink Studs. Fantastic show devoted to comics, graphic novels, the entire idea of visual art. One of the fine programs here on the station. Coming up, we have another local act, although their online presence simply says that they're from BC and they're called the Shimmering Stars. They have a 6-song cassette out right now through Trivial Pursuit Records. It's called Just As Well. They have a couple 7-inches through Almost Music. So, but from the cassette, here is Shimmering Stars with East Van Girls.
Thank you.
And there's Fond of Tigers. And that was September 16th, 2005, broadcast on today's date, which is October 18th, 2010. And you can find Fond of Tigers there, that song off the latest album, Continent and Western. It features Stephen Lyons, he's formerly of Buttless Chaps and currently of Cloudsplitter with old chap Dave Gowan. And this new album features guests Toronto improviser Sandro Perry and Swedish jazz saxophonist Mats Gustafsson, of which we've heard none of them on that song, but they do appear elsewhere on the album. And currently, Lyons has done one of those things that I ran into him at the Railway Club, and a little bit of jockeying ensued. And at this point, there's been some sort of challenge issued by the Railway Club ruffians for a little bit of hockey against CITR's fastest and fleetest later this year. So some details have to be sorted out, but at some point, expect to find your radio hosts to be on the ice. And most likely in the penalty box as well, too. But hey, let's have some more local music. And these are some of our most recent heroes. And that'll be Black Mountain, the five-piece Storm Like a Valkyrie Through the World a few years ago with 2008's In the Future. Their latest album is Wilderness Heart, featuring the awesome photo of a shark there in a cage. It's a bit more acoustic, a bit more melodic, still rather intense. And maybe it's more of the after effects, since three of the members of the band have been working at Insight, the Neil Exchange program at Maine and Hastings here. This reminds me of like a song from about two decades ago, about like, the Big Hot Sun song. I remember only vague details about it, but it's a nice burning number here. So from Wilderness Heart, here is Black Mountain with Buried by the Blues. And there is Sean Watt, and that was A Joke Erase off his second album, Praying for Handsome Sons, which you can download through Bandcamp or his website itself. Sean spelt with a U, a double N, and Watt spelt like the electrical measurement thing. He is a part of Red Cedar, and he's also been helping out Siskiyou as of late, and he's doing some backup. He's done some backup work for UConn Blonde in the past. You're listening to Exploding Head Movies here.
Yeah, yeah, it's sick, that. Yeah, that's good. Wait, hold on a minute. Pull it up. Stop. You know what you want to do with that, right?
Put it on CITR 101.9 FM.
You want to put a banging donk on it. Yeah, 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 that's sick. That is sick. I can definitely drop to that one. All we need now is like a hook line. You know what? I've got actually the perfect one. Baseline. Oh, wicked. Now put a donk on it.
That is a funny bit about a British regional music type there called the donk. A phenomenal thing that is. Yes, this is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. I'm Gak. This is Exploding Head Movies. And coming up next, we're going to hop over to Guelph in wonderful southern Ontario. And this is Memory House. It features Evan Abiel, who's a student of classical music. And he's paired here with singer Denise Nouvion. And over time, they've become a bit more acoustic based on the samples they've done in the past. They did a lot of sampling of John Bryan. They've covered Grizzly Bear as well, too, and they took their name from a Max Richter composition, just to give you an idea of, I wouldn't say the ornateness of what we're going to hear, but just at least a little bit of the background. But adding to the fun as well is that there's a magazine that's published twice yearly called Esopus, and it's quite lavish, focused on the arts. And the most recent issue is number 14, and it features a CD compilation of songs inspired by and named after visual artists. So taking their the song title from a 16th century sculptor from Italy, this is Memory House with Gian Lorenzo Bernini.
Thank you.
from Montreal. That was Blue Hawaii, named after that Elvis Presley film, perhaps, or one of his many thousands there are. And that was Blue Gowns, which you can find off their latest cassette slash download called Blooming Summer, which comes through Arbutus, the record label that it is. And yeah, there's a lot of great bands that are out there that are doing sort of that mix of that 80s technology of actually releasing everything as a limited cassette itself, even though there's very few distributors of that anymore. But again, the internet always can help out with that. And coming up next, we have a little bit of something from Salem as part of what's called the Witch House scene, sort of like a spookier electronic texture. Definitely, it's like a massive departure from last year's Chill Wave. And this is the title track to Salem's latest album. And Salem's built up a reputation of success despite their somewhat indifferent live performances, where a mix of a lack of visual presentation and outright just refusal to acknowledge the audience has left a few people perturbed. But at this point, the music they're making is quite fantastic. So this is the lead track and the title track to Salem's latest album, King Knight.
I love you.
Ended. Shindig. Shindig.
For over the last 25 years, CITR's Shindig has been exposing Vancouver to the freshest, newest talent the city has to offer. Every Tuesday, starting September 14th at the Railway Club, we continue this time-honored tradition of three bands battling it out, and as always, the dreaded jokes for beer. This week's performers are
Citizen Hands,
Girlfriends and Boyfriends,
and MacLou.
Shindig every Tuesday night at the Railway Club, 579 Dunsmuir Street, doors at 9, first band at 9:30.
That's tomorrow night at the Railway, and for some reason I set up an alert to myself on my phone telling me that Fake Jazz will be at the Astoria this Wednesday. Who's playing? I forget. I did not provide any of those details to myself, but if you've ever been part of the Fake Jazz experience, wonderful noise, sort of avant-garde sounds there, every possible instrument that you can imagine, and things that you even couldn't think, that's Fake Jazz at the Astoria Club. You're listening to Exploding Head Movies here on CITR Vancouver. I'm Gap. Coming up next is a bit of a cover from Toronto. I'm Bon Jay, are a duo, and they're coming to the Biltmore Cabaret on November 20th, and they have a new album out called Brought Up Sea. So Brought Up Sea. And it's out here in the station, but we're actually going to play a track that doesn't come off that. And of all things, this is a cover of a Caribou song. So here's Bon Jay with Jamelia.
Oh.
sporting a Sirius Jones there for Dural. Named Mr. Oates. That is Lunis Fermin-Pierre II, going by the name production-wise as Lunice, L-U-N-I-C-E. And of course, that is Out of Touch off of last year's EP through Lucky Me, which is a Glasgow record production house. And Lunice is a native of Montreal. He's been hosting a series of Turbo Crunk nights in Montreal. And there's some fantastic stuff coming out of the Montreal scene there. You're listening to Exploding Head Movies here on CITR Vancouver. Let's see what we have next here. We have a little bit of some Serge Gainsbourg. There's a new film due on his life shortly. And in 2001, a tribute remix album came out called I Love Serge, Electronica Gainsbourg. It featured The Orb, Howie B, Bob Sinclair. And we're going to do is we're going to listen to the alias of Dominique Vautier. The producer has sort of gone quiet in the past little while, but he went under the name of Snooze. So from I Love Serge, we're going to listen to Snooze's take of Serge Gainsbourg's New York, USA.
Thank you. Hello, dude buddies. You are listening to CITR. It's like the most badass radio station there is, so don't touch that dial.
in the background. We're listening to some dubstep from Shackleton and off the 2008 12-inch. This is Death Is Not Final. Shackleton did some spinning here during the Olympic time, but otherwise he's had a relatively quiet 2010. You're listening to Exploding Head Movies here on CITR Vancouver. Coming up, we'll take a look at the soundtrack to Shutter Island.
Is there life beyond Earth? The H.R. McMillan Space Center presents Astrobiology and the Search for Alien Life, a three-part presentation series exploring the possibility of life beyond our own planet. October 23rd, NRC astronomer Dr. James DeFrancesco discusses how our perceptions of the universe have changed over the last 400 years and our acceptance of other forms of life in the solar system. Be sure to check out Astrobiology and the Search for Alien Life, a three-part presentation series exploring the possibility of life beyond our own planet, beginning October 23rd at 8 p.m. at the H.R. McMillan Space Center. For tickets and information, call 604-738-7827 or visit spacecenter.ca.
Jazz is a word that means many different things to many different people. The best definition of jazz that I know of is the jazz show on CITR with yours truly, Gavin Walker. Monday nights, 9 to midnight, with the jazz feature at 11 o'clock. Check us out every Monday.
Is just a scant 20 minutes away, the jazz show with Gavin Walker. But until then, there's still a little bit of time for Exploding Head Movies. And here comes the movie part of the show, and this is going to be Shutter Island. This was Martin Scorsese's film that came out earlier this year, sort of like a B-movie involving the 50s, a secluded prison, and talk of an escape. And helping him with the soundtrack is his former roommate and the star, primarily, I guess, of the band's farewell performance, The Last Waltz, and that would be Robbie Robertson. And what Robertson did for this soundtrack is he did a lot of curation, and instead of focusing on Scorsese's usual, like Rolling Stones and other period rock, they went and opted for more avant-garde classical, some old blues, and some recent ambient music. And this sort of marks the fifth or sixth time they've collaborated, since along with The Last Waltz, he helped out with Raging Bull, King of Comedy, Color of Money, Casino, and The Departed. And the first one we're going to start things off with is a piece from John Adams. And he's a contemporary American composer, best known for his 1987 opera, Nixon in China. But he usually mixes a lot of minimalism and neoclassicism. And this is one of his earlier pieces from the mid-70s, mixing some choral tones and what's called aleatoric sounds, or found sound objects. And usually it's at the choice of the conductor. And in this case, we're going to listen to something from 1976. Ado DeVart was the conductor of the San Francisco Symphony Orchestra. And he spliced and looped a recording of a 1971 sermon into this piece. Now, this also appears on John Adams' album, The Chairman Dances. But from disc 2 of the Shutter Island soundtrack, here's the San Francisco Symphony. And Ado DeVart with John Adams' Christian Zeal and Activity.
Thank you. power of the Holy Spirit right here in this room, right now, and he wants to meet every need. Now, what's wrong with a withered hand? Why would Jesus be drawn to a withered hand, healing all that were oppressed of the devil? I believe that. And I believe that same Jesus is present through the power of the Holy Spirit. Why would Jesus is present through the power of the Holy Spirit right here in this room, right now, and he wants to meet every need. Now, what's wrong with a withered hand? Why would Jesus be drawn to a withered hand? And I believe that same Jesus is present through the power of the Holy Spirit. I believe that. And I believe that same Jesus is present through the power of the Holy Spirit right now. Now, what's wrong with a withered hand? Why would Jesus be drawn to a withered hand of a man that was in the synagogue? Now, what's wrong with a withered hand? Why would Jesus, right here in this room, right now, and he wants to meet every need, drawn to a withered hand of a man that was in the synagogue? Jesus Christ not only healed this man in the synagogue that had the withered hand, but I believe this very same story has a message for you and me, even down here in this year in which we live. Now, I believe Jesus Christ not only healed this man in the synagogue that had the withered hand, and I believe that same Jesus is present through the power of the Holy Spirit. Now, what's wrong with a withered hand? Why would Jesus be drawn to a withered hand of a man that was in the synagogue? But I believe this very same story has a message for you and me, even down here in this year in which we live. Jesus knew all about that. They said, who can forgive sin but God? But God, but God, sin but God. They said, who can forgive sin but God? Then he said, take up your bed and walk, God. Then he said, take up your bed and walk, forgive sin but God. Then he said, take up your bed and walk. Now, I believe Jesus Christ not only healed this man in the synagogue that had the withered hand, but I believe this very same story has a message for you and me, even down here in this year in which we live. And he said, take up your bed and walk. And I believe that same Jesus is present through the power of the Holy Spirit right here in this room, right now, right now, right now. And he wants to meet every need. Now, what's wrong with a withered hand? Why would Jesus be drawn to a withered hand? Why would Jesus be drawn to a withered hand? Drawn to a withered hand of a man that was in the synagogue. To a withered hand of a man that was in the synagogue. Well, a withered hand can't hold on to anything. Jesus coming. Jesus wound. Jesus wound about with divine appointment. Jesus is here, and this place is packed, and people standing outside, and Jesus walks in. Jesus always wound with divine appointment, and he had an appointment. Someone that had a withered hand, did he make it whole?
All right, we just heard there was the UC Berkeley Chamber Chorus taking on part two of the five-part composition, Rothko Chapel, written by New York composer Morton Feldman, known for his soft and quiet music, as we just heard there. And towards the end of his life, he focused on a lot of longer compositions, including a quartet for strings that lasted 6 hours. And the full version of that performance is from 1971. It's 24 minutes usually, and it was inspired by a visit to a chapel in Houston that contained 14 paintings by Mark Rothko, the wonderful painter that he is. And if you do pick up the entire soundtrack to Shutter Island, you'll find a whole bunch of work by Mahler, for instance. There's a rare piano and string quartet by him. It actually appears in the film in a certain way. You hear some Jerzy Ligeti, some Brian Eno, Max Richter, and Krzysztof Penderecki. And then we'll close it a little bit with John Cage here. But that's it for Exploding Head Movies this week. Coming up in 5 minutes, it is Gavin Walker with The Jazz Show. And then for regular CRTR programming, tune in Tuesday, 6 a.m. with Arthur and Andrea for Pacific Pickin'. If you missed any of this week's show, just go to the website, www.citr.ca. Subscribe via the schedule, or schedule if you feel like pronouncing it the Canadian way. We have the podcast links available there. You just click it in your browser. It'll connect to iTunes or whatever you use for your MP3 needs. Next week, Halloween is going to be falling on a Sunday. So, of course, the Monday beforehand, I'll try to focus on some eerie, spooky sounds. I've been listening through some old horror film soundtracks right now, and hopefully I get to pick together something wonderfully. And then the week after, we're going to target something about virtual pop bands. So stay tuned for Monday nights, 7:30. We're going to close here with a bit from John Cage. This is something that's for prepared piano. And Russian pianist Boris Berman provides this. So this is also on the Shutter Island soundtrack. And this is Boris Berman's take on John Cage's Root of it doesn't make sense. Root of unfocus. Root of an unfocus. But anyways, take care of yourselves, Vancouver. And we'll see you in 7.
You are listening to CITR FM and Cable 101.9. Stay tuned now for The Jazz Show coming right